Try this for yourself. Either listen or grab hold of a newspaper or magazine. Just try the first 10 pages. Now, I've got a newspaper here, and this is what I normally do. The first thing I do, as always, is get myself a location. I usually choose one out in the open air. Do you remember when we did a shopping list? I got you to go on a journey around your house. Now, the areas there were probably a little bit confined. That's fine, because you're only looking at doing one object in one room. But when you're looking at a newspaper, you need a wide expanse. So the journey I want you to choose now is one like a favourite walk, a walk through the park. So what I do is I prepare the journey. Let's say the first stage is the front gate or the entrance to the park. The second one might be a tree, an interesting tree that you can use as a second stage. Third stage might be a children's play area. So what I do is, I've got a newspaper here, I just flick through and just pick out the central themes. I'm looking at Madonna here, so there's another record year. So she's at the first stage of the journey. Then I go to the next page and I look for anything that grabs my eye. I've got widow wins lottery. So then I picture a widow at the second stage of the journey by the tree. And I go to the third page. What have we got here? It's an advert for mobile phones. So again, I associate that theme, the mobile phone, with the actual location, which is the children's play area. Okay. Then what I do, I have a quick run through and I think, right, now what happened to the front gate? Okay, it was Madonna. She had running shoes on. Maybe she's going for a run in the park. Go to stage two. There's a tree there. Now, what was it? Oh, yeah. The caption, the widow. Widow wins the lottery. Then I go to stage three, children's play area. Maybe there's a kid at the top of the slide and he's got a mobile phone. And so on. Now, once I've got that, then I've got what's called hangers or hooks. I can now attach more and more information. Have you noticed when you read a newspaper, although a lot of the information goes in, you've got all the stories in your head, sometimes a lot of it's forgotten because you don't know how to access it. It's not until you get down to the bar and someone says, oh, did you hear about that widow? And you say, oh, yeah, she's the one that won all those millions. And then all the information comes out. Now, the beauty about the journey system is that it allows you to access in order all the information. So you go back to the first stage again, and this time look at more details about Madonna and add those in. It might be that it's her 41st birthday. So if you want to remember that, use the Dominic system. 41 translates to DA, which gives you Dan Aykroyd, for example. So put him in the scene with Madonna. Then you go to the next page, something else, some more information about that widow. And you just keep building up your knowledge all the time.